Hello?
Yes, sir.
Well, Bobby, you home?
Yeah.
Oh, good. Good. Anything new?
No. Nothing. No change in anything. I tried to reach Connelly. He's still at Montego Bay, so I'll
good for him.
Till,
yeah.
Monday, so I'll catch him on Monday.
Fine. That's all right. Don't bother him down there.
No, well, I didn't want to, and I held off. I thought he was going to be back last night, but he's staying till Sunday.
Right. Right.
I will catch him when he gets back, and there's really nothing else of any importance.
I think that the main thing we've got to consider now is the question of our attack operation, you know, as to whether it's adequate and so forth. And we'll take a hard look at that over the, Monday or so, seeing whether, whether we are dismantling too much, you know, at a time that we may need it in view of the kind of the battle we're going to be confronted with the Congress. What do you think about that?
I think it's possible. We're really not dismantling anything. Yeah.
Well, any event, we don't have to decide anything now. The main thing is to consider the people that we have and the ones that will be useful and the ones that will not be useful, and then having a good group that we can, depend upon when we have to move on this issue or that issue, as the case might be.
Yep.
Yeah. And I'm going to have Henry up here tomorrow to go over the business about his next meetings.
Right.
And but beyond that, the it's the PR side that I think is very important at this point. Matter of fact, it occurred to me that we really ought to have somebody with Henry when he's over there, you know, to tell him not to smile and things of that sort.
Well, yeah, we should in a way. He'd go up the wall with anybody, I think. I talked to him about the not smiling, and he got the point, although he resented Rogers having said.
Oh, yeah, well, Rogers should not have mentioned it at that thing, you know what I mean? Rogers was taking a pot shot at him, which he shouldn't have done, because we all knew it was the wrong thing to do, but on the other hand, he shouldn't have, Roger is just trying to rub it into him in front of others. You don't do that.
Yep.
But that's Bill for you.
But it, he knows, he argues that, he was doing it before because he didn't want it to look like things were broken down and all that. But he overlooks the fact that it was before that when we didn't want to look so gleeful that he was also doing it.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, I think he's got the point on it.
You see, you've got to get, basically, you've got to get Ziegler and Timmons and the rest all sort of together in the sense that they've got to understand everything and play the whole PR thing for all it's worth rather than just sort of looking at the hot news.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
And, well, you'll have a chance to talk to them perhaps on Monday and go over the whole thing with them. But let's take a real good look at what our apparatus is, and if it's not adequate, why, we'll stiffen it up a bit.
Okay.
You know, having in mind the fact that the campaign is over, but there's another campaign now.
It never stops, really.
Pretty never does it? And I think that the it isn't just the fact that, that we do strike out quite often with the senators and congressmen. It's better to have something rather than nothing, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
And
the question is not whether we do something. It's whether we can get more by doing it in a different way. And I think...
Could be.
I think we can.
You ought to get Ziegler in on it and talk to him about it a little if you can over the weekend and see what he thinks. And we'll get Henry in after he leaves, but the handling of the PR next week is very important, and we've got to be in a position to, not to be always on the defensive.
Yep.
Well, as a matter of fact, we're faced, of course, with the Democrats acting up in their usual way here. time they really could.
Oh, and they know it.
They must know it, don't you think?
They can't be doing it innocently or, you know.
No. But the important thing is how it all comes out. So that's what's the thing I keep emphasizing to Henry, not to get concerned about the Canadian Parliament. He was all worried about that because he said, the hell with it. What do we care what the Canadian Parliament does or even the Congress? On the other hand, we've got to have a few of our guys stepping up to some of this stuff now, you see.
Yep.
And that's where we need the, apparatus. Give it a little thought. Talk to Ziegler about it, and maybe Timmons.
Okay.
And he may have some ideas. McGregor might have some ideas that could be useful, too. Don't you think so?
Yeah, sure. He may. And I think we ought to...
I got to tell you, I had a talk with Ford, and they had to make a deal with the Wilson, because Brown wasn't willing to fight. So what is going to happen is they're going to... Wilson has agreed to... that he will resign 3 days before the dinner on March 28th. And I said, well, okay, Jerry, if that's what you want to do. But I said, let's have with the understanding that he appoints Brown as the candidate recruitment man so that he can start immediately. And he said, okay. So that's the way it's going to be, I think.
That's incredible.
It's not incredible. It's the way they act. But on the other hand, if he gets Brown in the candidate recruitment thing, then we can start dealing with Brown and Brock and on that subject and just ignore Wilson. Don't you agree?
Yep. So we'll have to do. I had a good talk with Bush this afternoon.
Oh, good, good.
A lot of his questions and all and stuff. Getting into things. He's going to be awfully good.
You really think so? Good.
Yeah, because he knows, in the first place, he'll program with whatever you want done, but on the other side, he knows what it is, he knows what he ought to do without having to be programmed.
Good.
Which is even more important.
Very good.
And he understands the game, and I think he can be trusted. And
I certainly agree. Right.
It'll just be quite a difference.
Yeah. Yeah. And as you pointed out earlier today, the fact that we've got Dole out there, he'll be more valuable to us in the Senate now.
He will.
That's right. And
I think he's back where he's useful instead of in where he didn't fit.
That's right. But Bush's, his morale is good, is it?
Oh, yeah. Very.
Good. Mm-hmm. And he's ready to go out and start fighting when the time comes, right?
Yep. Yep.
Good.
He's right on track. You know, he's not going to be an attack type. He's gonna,
No. That's not his game. We mustn't have him do that either.
But he is talking about, you know, how he can help with the congressional thing, and that he recognizes the problem there, and I think he's going to be very useful.
Right.
He doesn't want to get into Timmons' hair or anything, but he thinks there are ways that he can, as party chairman, can work in.
Right.
And give
the upbeat feel that Timmons,
right.
Timmons really can't give because
right.
he just isn't that type of fellow.
Yep.
Timmons can get votes, but he is not good at, taking a, like, the appearance before the leaders today. I mean, Timmons, he was all for it, but he didn't quite understand how to, you know, broker it, you know.
Yeah.
Okay, well, have a good weekend.
Okay, sir.